Good morning. It is February 25th, 2016, and you have tuned in to the KRFY morning show broadcasting live from downtown Sandpoint, where it is official. I noticed on my walk down today that they are the downtown, the business improvement district is taking down the lights. So, yes, it's official. The holidays are over here in Sandpoint. Excuse me. My name is Jack Peterson, and I am here with you every Thursday morning. Today, my guest is Tom Harville, from the president of the Idaho Panhandle Habitat for Humanity. And we will be in conversation with him about what the Habitat for Humanity is up to and the upcoming Enchanted Wedding event this weekend. But before I say good morning to Tom, let's talk a little bit about the weather. Today, as anyone who has been outside or seen outside has noticed, it is a beautiful, mostly sunny day and unseasonably warm for February. A high of 48 degrees today, mostly clear tonight with a low down near 31, and then on Friday, tomorrow, and all through the weekend, highs about the same, including highs touching 50 degrees tomorrow, it looks like. There will be a chance of rain this weekend. It looks like the beautiful clear weather that we're having is gonna get out of the way for some rainy, cloudy weather over the weekend. But the high temperatures are gonna stick with us. Highs in the high 40s all weekend long. Looking ahead to next week, it looks like maybe the snow has not left us for good, and come Monday or so, we might see a little bit of snow, but that could also certainly be rain, as we all know. And that's it. Thanks to the National Weather Service for that. And it is time to say good morning to Tom. Good morning, Tom Harville.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in this morning.
My pleasure.
Yeah, the pressure's on you because we tried to get someone to come down, maybe from the play or the performance that's going on this weekend. Couldn't swing that, unfortunately, but that's okay. You'll just have to, maybe you can reenact it yourself.
That'll right work.
Here. Yeah.
That'll work.
Before we get into the Habitat for Humanity discussion, let's get the information out there. When and where is the performance?
The performance is this Sunday, February 28th at 5 p.m. at the Presbyterian Church. The Presbyterian Church is located at 417 North 4th at the intersection of 4th and Alder.
Right over there.
Right over there.
Yeah, right down near downtown.
Near downtown.
Mm-hmm.
Tickets are maybe still available. If you haven't got your tickets, check with the church at noon on Sunday during their coffee hour. If there are any available, it is limited to 200 seating. If there are any available, that's when they would be, you could get them.
Aha. The event is an Enchanted Wedding Dinner Theater, and that's, at 5 p.m. And what better place for a wedding than at the Presbyterian Church?
What better place for a wedding?
Yeah. it does sound like it's a trip into the past, from what I understand when I was talking to Marilyn on the phone yesterday. Do you know, what do you know about the performance? What's the story behind it?
Well, in the 1940s, in 1943, a lady was coming to Sandpoint to marry her fiancé, who was stationed at the Farragut Naval Station. And this is a true story, I'm told. And the community, and especially the Presbyterian Church, befriended this young lady and smoothed the way for her wedding and her wartime hero. The wedding scene and reception will be included in the presentation. Also, costuming comes from the Bonner County Museum, to put an authentic twist on the whole play. So this ought to be fun.
Yeah, it does. It you've got quite a few community or community members, I guess, involved in this play.
That's a secret.
Yeah. And how interesting. I guess it's obviously this did not debut off Broadway or anything. This is a local, fully local production.
This is off Broadway.
Yes.
At the corner of 4th and Alder.
Uh-huh.
So let me tell you a little story about where it came from.
Yes, please.
Habitat for Humanity, we build houses, we build homes for those that otherwise couldn't afford them and sell those homes to them. And when we completed our 17th home this year, the lot that we built on was surrounded on two sides by a fairly aggressive drainage ditch. And we just felt like we needed to put some kind of a fence up there to protect both the family that lived in the house and the neighbors' kids, because the Schisler Meadows has turned into a neighborhood of kids, which is thrilling, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
So last fall, we approached the Presbyterian folks and said, would you be willing to help us fund this fence? And out of that discussion came the idea for putting on this play that happens this Sunday. So we're both excited about that. And the other thing that I will tell you about the Presbyterians, that when we're working on the home, and we work every Tuesday and Saturday, but being good paid volunteers, we always take a break at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
That's our union. That's our union requirement.
Yeah.
But we always take a break. And so I asked the Presbyterians, I said, would one of those days, either Tuesday or Saturday, you be willing to provide the goodies for that break? And without fail, every Saturday morning, one Presbyterian or another or two showed up dutifully at 10 o'clock with the appropriate coffee and donuts and drink for a starving crew to work on the house. And so besides doing the play, they also supported us tremendously this year with that, supporting our union break at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. So the Habitat for Humanity, this last year you were working on a house out in Kootenai.
In Kootenai, yes.
And that's, I was just looking at the website. Construction began on April 18th of 2015.
Right.
According to the documentation here, and it's all wrapped up now.
Yeah, we finished it in late December or early January, and the family moved in then in the second or third week in January. And this is our 17th home, our 11th in Schisler Meadows. And actually, now that you bring that up, on Saturday, March 12th, we will have a dedication of that home. That will be, it's 23 Keegan Court is the address. The time is 10 a.m. in the morning. And we gather to dedicate the house and the family to the house, the home to the family. We build a house and they make it a home. And it's a great period of time where we gather and share and laugh and pat each other on the back, and a tear or two is shed from the family sometimes and sometimes not.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes from the builders, sometimes from different. You never know what's going to happen at the dedication, but I would invite you all to that dedication also. And it doesn't cost anything, by the way.
Yeah.
Oh, I did fail to mention on the play, The Enchanted Wedding, it is obviously cost for a ticket, and they are $25 a piece.
Mm-hmm.
And again, they have tentatively sold out. There may possibly be tickets Sunday afternoon at noon at the Presbyterian Church.
Mm-hmm. That's a heck of a deal to go to a wedding. I mean, I don't imagine you have to bring a gift
or anything. No gift, and you get dinner.
Registered. Yeah.
What a deal.
Indeed.
and share great company.
Yeah. It does sound like fun. And yeah, dinner theater at the Presbyterian Church. What a great deal!
Yes,
you guys got. So the most recent house is it finished. It's being dedicated on March 12th, and
Where do we go from here?
Yeah.
Ask me that question.
Yeah. What comes next? What's happening in 2016?
Probably on or about April 18th, mm-hmm. some whatever that Saturday might be. Let me look at my calendar.
Mm-hmm.
Weather permitting, load limits off, we'll start house number 19.
Yeah.
The family has been selected, and she is dutifully working on her sweat equity hours.
Uh-huh.
She has an incredible support group that's also helping her work on gather her hours.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll start this house again when the weather breaks this spring. The mud goes away and we get started on it.
Yeah.
And we're always excited about the start of a house.
Yeah, it is an exciting time. So this, the most recent house, or maybe I'll ask generally, all your houses, was this like... foundation up?
Foundation up.
Okay.
Yep.
There's, where do you, so you start with just an empty plot of land.
We have 5 acres that we developed and we named Schisler Meadows.
Mm-hmm.
It was named after Mike Schisler, who founded he was the inspiration of this affiliate.
Mm.
Mike unfortunately died several years ago, so we named the subdivision after him.
Mm-hmm.
And we have 4 lots left in that subdivision. So we'll build on one of those this year and future lots. Who knows where we go from there?
Yeah.
I had a passing thought and where'd it go?
Yeah. That's okay. It disappears. We were talking about from the foundation up. You've started with, you've got a subdivision out there and you just start from the bottom. I mean, You build the whole house. It's not...
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I know what I wanted to say. We've been doing this since 1991, and for the most part, we've built one house a year. There were some times in the 90s where we struggled with finances, of course, to get these built. But now we have 17 or 18 houses, and each one of those homeowners pays us a payment every month to buy their house. And that goes right back into the next house. Well, an exciting thing happened this year. Our house number 2 that we built in 1992 or 93 actually went to full term and paid off this year. So one of our homeowners paid the whole term, the whole 20 years, and now we sell it to them fee simple, but now she owns it free and clear.
Wow.
And that's exciting.
That's very cool.
Yeah, it is.
And you've been around for, so now you have seen the whole process.
I've seen the whole cycle.
Wow.
Yeah.
I was just going to comment that it's not really a question, but I just know that growing up, I've always been aware of Habitat for Humanity, but somehow in my head, it's always something that happens
With Jimmy Carter.
It happens with Jimmy Carter, and you see it, I don't know, you see it on TV, you see commercials or, I guess, public service announcements or something, but it's always people in, I don't know, in Georgia or something.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
And that's where you think of it. It's something that happens elsewhere, and maybe you write a check here in Sandpoint, but it goes to... it goes to needy families elsewhere, but this is something that happens.
This is something that happens right here in Sandpoint.
Mm-hmm.
We could build a number of houses if we wanted to, or if we could, let's put it that way,
mm-hmm.
because it does take some money and it does take some volunteer effort to do that. But also important to us is that the family that we sell that house to have some equity into it. And if you just build houses and sell them to people without any blood sweat in the kitty,
mm-hmm.
you're not doing anything. You're not teaching anything.
Mm-hmm.
You're not. So every one of our houses A single person has to have 300 sweat equity hours, and that takes about 2 years. A marital community has to have 500 hours, sweat equity hours, before we ever sell them the house. So they do have some skin in the game, mm-hmm. if you will, and people pay. And you know, their kids go to school. Mm-hmm. We have a neighborhood. We have the boys at one end of the neighborhood are called the posse. And mm-hmm. I'm not sure what the girls that are developing at the other end of the neighborhood are called, mm-hmm. but it is a neighborhood. I always have to tell this story. We built one house, and then we built two houses, and then we built three houses. And one day we had eight houses out there, and we were working between two houses, another story. And these two little boys from the neighborhood were huddled around a mud puddle. Mm-hmm. And one little boy said to the other little boy, he said, "You go to that end, and I'll go to this end, and I'll herd those polywogs down there, and you catch them." Mm-hmm. And I looked at the other guy that I was working with, and he looked at me, and we knew right then we had a neighborhood.
Yeah.
And that to me was worth that 20 years of working on homes. It was just, that was a great feeling.
Yeah, that's a neat story. So paint me a picture here of somebody. I don't want to get specific with any individual, but what does the person look like who you're helping out, and what does that sweat equity entail as well?
Well, the person that we're looking at, to detailed, is mm-hmm. Their income has to be 130% of the poverty level or less, mm-hmm. and that's based on number in the family and all sorts of things. So basically, mm-hmm. you're looking at a low to moderate income person, mm-hmm. who in this community would struggle to buy a house because they don't have enough income. Mm-hmm. Our family has to have a job, has to have income. Their credit report has to be reasonable. We have declined homeowners for credit. And they have to be willing to partner with us. And when I say that, all of the volunteers that work on the houses aren't interested in spending every Tuesday and Saturday mornings working on a house to have the future homeowner drive by and wave and say, "That's my future house." Mm-hmm. We want that homeowner to be there with us, climbing in the rafters, picking up bent nails, painting the walls, raking the rocks out of the yard, earning their house.
Yeah.
That's where the sweat equity comes in. And we feel good if that kind of process happens. If that doesn't happen, we're not particularly comfortable in we're not going to give a house away.
Right.
That's just it.
Yeah.
We don't give them away. We sell them. We're not going to sell that house just to somebody because they're low to moderate income.
Yeah. So it is, and talk about that. You're not just giving it away to an applicant.
No, yeah. We sell a house. The house mm-hmm. is sold to them at the cost, mm-hmm. and then there is some equity in it, so we protect that equity with another legal document, another deed of trust, mm-hmm. and they pay for that house for, in today's houses, 25 to 30 years. Mm-hmm. So they're, you know, it's a mortgage,
yeah.
And we sell it to them fee simple,
which means
secured. It's titled in their name.
Okay.
Uh-huh. It's secured by a deed of trust in our favor, mm-hmm. and they have to pay us payments every month, and they go through the local escrow company, Panhandle Escrow. I'll give you a buzz there, Panhandle Escrow.
Yeah.
Pay their payments every month, just like anybody else. The only difference is there is no interest.
Yes.
Okay. But they still make a principal payment. We collect reserves for taxes and insurance. They pay taxes. They pay insurance. Their kids go to school in our community. They meld into the community. Mm-hmm. I like to point out that Schistler Meadows, there's a nice rock sign that was donated to us several years ago that says Schistler Meadows. What it doesn't say is anything about Habitat for Humanity. It says Schistler Meadows.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are people that live in our community, and we love you. Mm-hmm. And no distinctions.
Yeah. That's on that note, I want to take a little musical break and then regroup, and we'll be back with Tom Harville, the president of the Idaho Panhandle Habitat for Humanity. But first, I will quiz him. What do you think was the number one song 50 years ago today on the 25th of February 1966 on the Billboard Hot 100 charts?
Marty Robbins, out in the west Texas town of El Paso. How's that?
I should have been shaking my head and diverting you away from that. Wrong, sir. It was Nancy Sinatra.
Oh, my gosh.
With These Boots
These
Are Made.
These Boots.
That's right. So here's a little trip back in time to 1966 on this date, and we'll be back with the morning show on 88.5 KRFY.
Thanks for listening to the KRFY Morning Show. For copyright reasons, we can't reproduce protected music on the podcast edition of the Morning Show. But feel free to tune in live at 8 a.m. at 88.5 on your radio dial, or listen anywhere in the world by streaming us through our website, krfy.org. If you listen live, you can hear the full program, including musical breaks. While you're visiting krfy.org, consider tapping that donate button and help keep KRFY providing unique quality radio in North Idaho. Thanks for your support. We now return to the show.
Nancy Sinatra was at number one 50 years ago today with that song. In the studio this morning is Tom Harville from the Habitat for Humanity, the Idaho Panhandle Habitat for Humanity, that is. And before we say good morning and put you on your way, we were just talking about how we can help. If there's someone who's interested, who's listening right now, who wants to volunteer or pitch in some way with the Habitat for Humanity coming up this year, there you'll be working on your 18th or 19th. Yeah. How do we help? Do you need?
So there's a number of ways to help. When you think of Habitat, you think of a hammer and a nailing. And we'll start that house again when the mud breaks, sometime in the latter part of April, early part of May. So we work on Tuesdays and Saturday mornings from 8 to noon.
Mm-hmm.
So you can always help there. The other places, the Restore is always looking for volunteers. Phil has people working the front desk. Phil has people cleaning the backyard. Phil has people out on deliveries and pickups sometimes. You can donate to the Restore. You can shop at the Restore.
Mm-hmm.
Because guess where the proceeds from the Restore go? They go right back into funding the next house. Mm-hmm. Our board always is looking for folks to sit on the board. The one spot that we don't think about is our families. And guess what? One of the more difficult parts of Habitat is family nurturing, because life is not always fair.
Mm-hmm.
And so we do need people to be on that committee. I would encourage, before you decide what it is that you may or may not want to do, come to a board meeting. Our board meetings are the second Tuesday of every month, mm-hmm. at the Restore at 5 p.m. And they're usually about an hour. And sit through a couple, three board meetings and just learn about Habitat. You can learn about the finances and the funding and the home and how it's developing and what the latest issue is, and you'll find a spot. And then you can also always send money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the old send money, P.O. Box 1191, Sandpoint, Idaho. Those donations are marvelous.
Mm-hmm.
Homes are built with proceeds from the Restore, the net mm-hmm. proceeds from the Restore. They're built from 17 homeowners' monthly payments,
mm-hmm.
and they're built from donations. So that's the those are the three funding sources that we use to build to fund the future development of our Habitat affiliate.
Mm-hmm.
There is always the put a codicil in your will to when you die to leave a portion to Habitat, and that's happened several times over the last 20 years. And that's a nice boost for the affiliate.
Sure,
let's just go the next step. I want one more time to remind you that this Sunday at 5 o'clock at the Presbyterian Church is their Enchanted Wedding, a story of a young bride that came to North Idaho in 1943 to be with her future husband who was stationed at Farragut State Park. 5 o'clock at the Presbyterian Church at $25 per it's a dinner theater, so $25 per entrance. Tickets may be available Sunday afternoon at noon at the Presbyterian Church. I'd also like to one more time remind you that a week on March 12th, Saturday, is the dedication of the 17th home. That dedication will be at Schistler Meadows at 23 Keegan Court in Kootenai. That's at from 10 till noon on that Saturday morning, and we'd love to have you there. Come meet the family. Come see the house. Come see Schistler Meadows. And with that, any other questions?
I think we covered it, and I hope we did. If anyone does have questions, how do they get in touch with the Habitat? Or I guess you kind of covered it already.
I hate to give you my telephone number.
Okay.
Call the Restore; they'll get a hold of me.
Yeah.
Okay.
We will send them that way. And Tom Harville, thank you so much for being here this morning.
My pleasure, Jack.
I'm going to take another little musical break with a Scottish group called Simple Minds, who had one hit on the Billboard Hot 100, but they were more than a one-hit wonder across the pond over in England. And on this date in 1989, they were at number one on the UK charts with this song. This is Simple Minds, and the song is Belfast Child. You're listening to The Morning Show on 88.5 KRFY. Simple Minds, the name of that group. They were at number one on the UK charts with that song on this date in 1989, 27 years ago today. Can that be right? 27? Sure. Yeah, that sounds right. And you are listening to The Morning Show on 88.5 KRFY. I am now Lonesome Jack all by myself up here in the studio. Thank you for tuning in today and every week on Thursdays and on Tuesdays. Speaking of Tuesdays, coming up next Tuesday, Susie Prez and guest co-host Julie Calamine will be in the studio with bird experts Brian Baxter and Rich Del Carlo, telling us all about birds and birding. That's at 8 a.m. on Tuesday, right here on this radio station. Same place on the dial, on the left-hand side, 88.5 KRFY. And that should be an interesting show. I think they might be telling us a little bit about the annual bird count that I saw them doing over at the Idaho Poor Authority a month or so ago, 2 months ago. Right now, let's talk about what's coming up this week, in addition to the Enchanted Wedding event going on at the Presbyterian Church. Proceeds for that benefiting the Habitat for Humanity, and that does take place this Sunday, the 28th, at 5 o'clock p.m. There's more. Oh, yes, there's more. Today, the 25th of February, there's a poetry open mic competition, where I don't know if it's a competition. It's just an open mic. It's welcome to all poets, spoken word artists, flash fiction writers, travelers, babblers, scribblers, and scrawlers. That's right. To Monarch Mountain Coffee is where it's at. That's at 208 North 4th Avenue. It's uncensored, supportive environment to speak your mind. Admission is free. Plus, there will be food and drinks available. They have a Facebook page as well. Just search for Sandpoint Poetry Open Mic. Going on tonight and also going on this Sunday at the Panada Theater, there's a screening of the film Room. That's at 7:30 p.m. tonight, 3:30 p.m. matinee on Sunday the 28th. It is both highly suspenseful and deeply emotional. It is currently up for an Oscar for Best Picture, Best Actress, Best Director, and Best Screenplay. This is based on a book that came out just a few short years ago, and it is, it's what everyone's talking about. Panada.org is where you can check out more information about that. The film is called Room. At the Poor Authority, tomorrow night, from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m., Marty Perrin and Doug Bond. Call 597-7096 for more information. They are always nice to see out on Cedar Street. Continuing the Starlight Racing up at Schweitzer Mountain Resort, the final Starlight Racing event of the season will be followed by a Starlight Party and final results in taps. Enjoy live music with Strange Brew from 6:30 p.m. until 10:30 p.m. Plus, it's a steampunk-themed costume party. So, dress up for that. Again, that's up at Schweitzer Mountain Resort, the Starlight Racing Party, and the Starlight Race on tomorrow, Friday, the 26th of February. There's live music going on at the winery if you want to stick around town. On Friday night, from 5 p.m. until 8 p.m., with The Powers. Based out of Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, The Powers play a delightful mix of parts from vocal harmonies with acoustic guitar to banjos fighting with fiddles. Don't miss this indie folk country sound, says Sandpoint Online. You can go to powine.com for more information about The Powers and about their upcoming schedule, or call 265-8545. One more coming up tomorrow night. Friday night is the Friends and Family Spaghetti Dinner at the VFW. From 5:30 p.m. till 8 p.m., you can visit and enjoy a wonderful meal with friends and family sponsored by North Idaho Informed Citizens. Guest speaker Margaret Falat, who survived the rise and fall of Hitler. We'll talk about the silent majority. Glenn Rohrer, candidate for District 1 State Senate, will be available to discuss issues and concerns facing North Idaho. 263-7188 for more information about the Friends and Family Spaghetti Dinner being held at the Sandpoint VFW. Also going on tomorrow night, The Groove Black. They were actually guests here at KRFY. They played on the radio not too long ago, and you can check out the podcast of that live in-studio session on our website, krfy.org. The Groove Black is Brandon Watterson on guitar and lead vocals. The music will be on at McDuff's Beer Hall from 6:30 p.m. until 9:30 p.m. An eclectic mix of jazz, funk, blues, reggae, and alt rock. It's free and open to the public. 21 plus, though. The Beer Hall is non-smoking. Fun and games. How about that? There is more going on this weekend, and stay tuned for more of the KRFY Morning Show. But first, whose birthday is it? but George Harrison, who would be 72, 73 years old today, I believe, if my math is correct. George Harrison of the Beatles and of a successful solo career after that, of a historic life, and a happy birthday to him. Let's hear one of the songs that he wrote while he was with the Beatles first, and I'm going to play Here Comes the Sun off Abbey Road. This is George Harrison, and you are listening to The Morning Show on 88.5 KRFY. That was George Harrison with his group, The Beatles. Perhaps you've heard of them. The album was Abbey Road, and that was one of the songs written by him off of that album. Here Comes the Sun, a classic, a favorite, etc., etc., etc. You're listening to The Morning Show on 88.5 KRFY, and I am Lonesome Jack, all by myself up here in the Tiki Room, talking about what else is going on this weekend. Coming up on Saturday night, actually, let's start with Saturday during the day. There is a used book sale at the Bonner Mall, as there is every Saturday at the end of the month, the last Saturday of every month, inside the Bonner Mall in Ponderay from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on the last Saturday of the month, which turns out, February being a short one, this is it. The public is welcome to bring books and sell them at no cost. Tables are provided. Shoppers have a great chance to find books at a discount and get rid of some old books that you've read a million times. 263-4272 for more information about that. The Taps restaurant in the Lakeview Lodge at Schweitzer Mountain Resort hosts live music with Strange Brew from 3 p.m. until 6 p.m. on Saturday, the 27th of February. And at the winery from 5 p.m. until 8 p.m., Mike and Sadie Wagner are a father-daughter duo who will be playing live music again at the Ponderay Winery. They sing and play not only acoustic versions of many classic tunes, but also churn out some interesting original songs. Mike plays the guitar while Sadie rounds things out on a djembe drum. Their professionalism is obvious. Their harmonies are top shelf, and they have a knack for playing that certain tune that often causes a crowd to want to sing along. powine.com for more information, or call 265-8545. I think we have a little bit of their music in the library here as well, actually, and they do a good job. Going on Saturday night, the Missoula Children's Theater is coming to town. This is a really interesting one, I think. Rumpelstiltskin, performed by the Missoula Children's Theater. It's an original adaptation of the classic children's story. There is a matinee at 2 p.m. on the 27th, and then again at 7 p.m. Both performances are in the Panada Theater, 300 North 1st Avenue. It's presented by the Ponderay Arts Council, their performance series, and it is a heartwarming tale about a strange little gnome who spins straw into gold for a price. It is filled with mischief and friendship and answers more questions than just, what is that little man's name? Rumpelstiltskin. That's Saturday, the 27th at 2 p.m. and 7 p.m., brought to you by the Missoula Children's Theater. Hey, bring the kids. On the 27th, from 6:30 p.m. till 9:30 p.m., if you caught the matinee of Rumpelstiltskin, then it's time to... Well, you're going to have to hire the sitter, but because the beer hall is a 21-plus event, but the parents can go down to the beer hall from 6:30 p.m. until 9:30 p.m. and catch Ron Green live at the beer hall. He has an impressive set of pipes, plain and simple, a voice with phenomenal range and register, writes Jeff Eckert of the Inlander. Don't miss a chance to see him live at the beer hall this Saturday from 6:30 p.m. until 9:30 p.m. Also going on Saturday, there is a February Fun Fling ballroom dance. Oh, yes, sir. Sandpoint's chapter of USA Dance, a local ballroom dance club, meets monthly at Sandpoint Community Hall. Salsa dancing lessons begin at 7 p.m., followed by general dancing, refreshments, and door prizes at 8 p.m. Call 699-0421 for more information about that, or head on down to Sandpoint Community Hall on Saturday night. Man, I should really pick that one up. That's a skill I need to learn. A skill, a talent, a hobby, whatever you want to call it. Now, here's one I would be remiss if I didn't emphasize. The Patrice Webb Trio is playing at DeLuna's Cafe on 207 Cedar Street on Saturday night. The concert features Patrice Webb on lead vocals and guitar. She's an award-winning singer and songwriter whose life takes her from the back roads of the Sierra Nevadas to northern Idaho, where she lives with her husband and a family of four-legged critters. Webb's songs tell of the lives of those whose stories make up the vibrant tapestry known as Americana. Webb's music swings to the beat of 1940s Western swing, lingers a bit on what might be called barefoot gypsy jazz, and then veers off into honky-tonkin' country and bluegrass before it rests on the sweet sounds of quiet storytelling folk. She does cover a range. I have been known to play them on those songs on Tuesday evening, and she is a local favorite and a friend of the station. Learn more at patricewebb.com. The trio, again, it is the full Patrice Webb Trio. It is not the solo Patrice Webb, and should make for an excellent performance. Doors open for dinner at DeLuna's Cafe at 5:30 p.m. You can make reservations and buy your tickets now by calling 263-0846. That's for Saturday night. And then one more time, I want to make sure and mention the Enchanted Wedding Dinner Theater performance that's coming up this Sunday. It's proceeds benefit the Habitat for Humanity. It is an original production. It's dinner theater at the First Presbyterian Church at 417 Alder Street. And they are raising funds, like I said, for Habitat for Humanity. 5 p.m. is when the event begins. You can go down and see if they have any tickets by checking at the church right after their Sunday service. Go down right around noon and you can find out if you can still get tickets to that event. It may already be sold out. It really does sound like it's going to be a fun show. And yeah, what's better than checking out a wedding? And you can step back to 1943. 263-4047 if there's more information you'd like to have about that. And that's the Enchanted Wedding. Thanks for listening to The Morning Show on 88.5 KRFY. Stay tuned for Bird Note and then Otto's Eclectic Mix all day long after that. My thanks again to Tom Harville for coming up from the Habitat for Humanity and talking to me about what they are up to with that Enchanted Wedding and what they where those proceeds will be taking them. Check out krfy.org for more information about this radio station and our program schedule, etc. And I will be back next Thursday, same time, same station. And I already mentioned what's coming up on the morning show next Tuesday. So this is Count Basie and his orchestra playing Lady Be Good in the background. And I'm going to say good morning and toss it over to one more by George Harrison. This from his solo career. This is My Sweet Lord. Thanks for listening to 88.5 KRFY.